This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation as discussed both on the Missouri Senate floor and in committee. The week began with a long focus on local taxation. Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff sponsors Senate Bill 21, legislation that would authorize the city of Portageville to propose a sales tax for public safety.
After the election, it was deemed invalid because a general revenue sales tax could not be 0.25 cents.
This soon turned into a discussion about municipal tax rates. Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City then addressed a proposed amendment that would have held new local sales taxes to 2%.
So that means that in my area where the overall tax rate is 11%, only 2% of that is going to be for the city.
The amendment failed. Thursday morning, Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 21 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill number 1.
Most of Wednesday afternoon is dedicated to a tort reform measure. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville sponsors Senate Bill 154, which would modify laws regarding arbitration agreements between employers and employees.
It's a common sense piece of legislation that benefits, in my view, both employers and employees by ensuring quick resolution of employment disputes.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says she does not see a need for this proposal.
Already, corporations have the power to do this. I think many of them take advantage of arbitration, and it's to the detriment of their employees.
Senate Bill 154 has been set aside for further dialogue. Senator David Sater of Cassville, who chairs the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee, sponsors Senate Bill 232. His proposal would extend the expiration date of the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program.
This bill, all it doesn't change the program at all. It just extends the program for another 6 years.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned it may be time to revisit income levels.
So my question is that the right number? And should we allow people to have access that may be 400% of the federal poverty level?
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 232. Another measure garnering time in committee is Senate Bill 76. This proposal would require certain Missouri Health Net participants to comply with work and community engagement requirements. On Wednesday morning, the panel voted to send Senate Bill 76 to the full Missouri Senate for its consideration. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.